We mounted the choppers and started out. My stomach tensed when I saw the choppers. They were like a trigger. Even when I heard them putt-putting into the area, I would tense up. It meant that we were leaving the camp. Leaving home. At the camp, I felt safe. Outside of the camp, anything was possible. It didn't take us long to get to the hamlet. Lieutenant Carroll was showing Sergeant Simpson the map, and I looked at it. It showed all the hills and the streams mostly. That was how we got around, following the hills and streams and paddies. Sometimes there would be a plantation that we would use as a reference, or a field of rice paddies. The hamlet consisted of a cluster of little huts. They were put together well. Some kids came out to greet us. Most of them were young, 4, 5, 7 at the most. The M16 I carried felt bigger than it usually did. We came into the village to pacify the people who lived there. Lobel found me and came alongside.
"You know who we are?"
he asked.
"Who?" "You remember those cowboy movies when the bad guys ride into town? You know, the killers?"
"Yeah,
that's us,"
Lobel said. "I'm not a killer," I said. He looked at me and smiled. I hated him saying that. I hated his smiling as if he had some dark secret. Sergeant Simpson was up ahead. He didn't walk, he loped. He was cool, simple. I trotted the few steps to catch up with him.
"I wonder what they think of this war,"
I said, half to myself and half to Sergeant Simpson. I was looking at a group of Vietnamese kids playing in the mud.
"It ain't so bad for them," he answered.
"How can you say that? They're just kids."
"'Cause they don't know nothing else," Simpson said. "You look around at these kids and their mamas, and you know they've been fighting and getting their asses kicked since way back before I was born. You ain't gonna find 10 of these people in all of First Corps know anything about no damn peace."
I started telling him how he was wrong, but he cut me off. He told me not to fall asleep just because I was on a mission of peace. We had to go into each hut with little gifts. That was to make sure that there weren't any VC hiding out among the civilians. The people were the same. Small, withered women, skin creased over onto itself. Dark, life-weary eyes that had seen everything. I felt huge walking among them. I towered over them. I was huge, and I was armed to the teeth, and these were not my people. Maybe they did look at me as if I were the killer in Lobel's movie. Then, on the other hand, the hell with Lobel. I wasn't a killer. The Vietnamese didn't look up at me. They looked down or at my chest. Sometimes, when they did look directly at us, they would shade their eyes with their hands as if they were looking at something very far away. I smiled at an old man and he nodded his head. I wondered what that meant. I had been trying to be friendly, and he just nodded. Did he know that I wanted him to like me?